The dual display.
I still have found nothing here that says a person of ordinary skill in the art is going to make this combination and why.
Okay. If you look to the record at A7, the beginning of the first full paragraph says, appellants argue there is no motivation to combine Halpern and Burrell, and you've already heard their reasons. The next sentence says, the examiner asserted that it would have been obvious to modify the display of Halpern's portable computer 22 by incorporating Burrell's at least two orientations so as to present information in an easily viewed manner. The board then went on to say that they were looking at the same question. Both Halpern and Burrell rely on displays to impart information to the user. Burrell teaches that the display can be modified by varying its orientation. Therefore, we do not find appellant's argument that there is no motivation to combine Halpern and Burrell to be persuasive.
Yes, do you see my point? That does not convince me of anything. It states the conclusion.
Well,
it does not say this is the reasoning that a person of ordinary skill, this is why they would have gone to look right here. It says only kind of what I said, is that everybody was trying to do these, inventors were trying to do these things about the same time. But where's one of ordinary skill in the art going to find it routine, ordinary, obvious, simple to do that?
I think I'm really puzzled by the notion that an inventor isn't an ordinary person of skill in the art. I mean...
Oh, that's our law going back as far as you can go, that there's a difference between inventors who are super skilled and people of ordinary skill who are the ones who have to see it simple, obvious, routine to make these combinations. That's the obviousness standard.
I disagree that that's this court's law, that an inventor is someone who's super skilled. And even if that were the court's law,
you're going to have to go back and do a little research on that.
I guess I will. But these tests are looked at from the standard of a person of ordinary skill in the art.
That's right.
And a person of ordinary skill in the art would be motivated to combine these two references to increase the view. And the examiner made these similar findings. So the examiner, if you look at the record at A724, said it would have been obvious to one having ordinary skill in the art at the time of the invention, to modify the display of Halpern to have at least two orientations with respect to the housing based on docking state of the housing as taught by Burrell, so as to present the information in an easily viewed manner.